You have a handout. On the right side are written some Greek words, transliterated, and two Hebrew words, shub, which we've already referenced in previous message, and one I've not referenced, which had prominence in the use of metanoian to translate it in the Septuagint, though earlier Greek and Masoretic texts, more recently transcribed, use these two somewhat synonymously. Naham, shub. And we always, in these messages, seek to matriculate from the English words that we have in our King James and other modern versions to the Greek, which incorporated the Septuagint Greek translation of the Old Testament sometime between 300 and 100 B.C. And we have in the room of the book rare copies. There's only one of each. And these fragile and oldest complete Bibles in the world. A few copies were made and distributed to prominent libraries and institutions. And we're fortunate enough to have from each of the oldest three complete Bibles in the room of the book, copies of each. The 4th century manuscripts, Sinaiticus and Vaticanus, 5th century, Alexandrinus, none of which, were available when the King James was translated. Many of you have purchased Count Tissinger's New Testament. I no longer say large letter because people think of foot-high letters. But if you could see the rare original of which we have a copy, you need a magnifying glass to read it. We enlarged it as much as we could and fit it into a printed Bible because of its footnotes, if you follow along, where he corrects the King James with footnotes. Very simple. S for Sinaiticus, A for Alexandrinus, B for Vaticanus. And he tells you where any of these three oldest complete Bibles vary in the text from the King James. What I've done in this Roman series, as I said last Sunday, words are just vehicles. You can put whatever meaning you want into them. Reportive meanings is where most of us dwell in the use of words. That's what our particular cultural, societal group, the majority, would, as you say the word,